have a touch of cancer. It's not the nicest phrase to say. I wished 1 million times over that statement was just a turn of phrase. The routine of sickness owns me. It snuck up on me one day while I was out enjoying my view. I felt a monster bumping. My words were taken when I tried to describe the pain that stays. My days went dark. My parents' hearts fell the moment my doctor brought the news. He sat and whispered as I prayed silently, wishing the devastating words away. The sun loved you too much. It packed quite a punch when the sunblock wore off during play. His voice sounded sorry. I felt his sorrow tenfold. What does this mean? How can the sun love me? I favor the moon. Truth be told, the sun loves me. Tell me the truth like I'm not 7 years old. I'm not green. I sat confused, misunderstanding the prognosis as my mom began to cry. I'm sorry, my dear. I know this is hard to hear. The truth remains, your cancer is here to stay until we find a match to save your life. I have a touch of cancer. The sun loved me too much that day. It's scheduled to be cut out in an attempt to save my life. I've learned a lot about my body, my genes, my parentage, past rounds of medical histories. I'm fighting with all my might. I can't show my contained fright. My bones, my blood, my skin, my boobs, my genes just need a match. This is not a disease you can catch. It develops in the cells that are present. I now take meds to help me fight the sickness that stays inside. I have a touch of cancer. I'm a warrior in pink. There's no way to tell you what I've been through. My scars tell my story, an ode to an epic tale of how we were loved by the sun one day. Not all of us have a shaved head. We all don't have an outlook toward death. We are 10 times of cancer. This is not the end of my story. I was born to be a survivor. I walk with God. That's how the sun came to love me. I walk 100